This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
I'm like a little kid, folks. I play songs and
another world.
Clips and I voice over with it. That's how dreams work, though. Until the crystal crack.
If you are receiving this transmission,
I was a little kid, I wanted to be in voiceover.
Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
And then,
it's Alex Jones.
By the time I've been on radio, about 5-6 years, I was cutting commercials for national movie releases and for insurance companies and you name it. And it's crazy. I'm not bragging. It just shows the power of dreams. I could make more money and just be by myself, maybe with an agent, more money personally doing national voiceovers than I could as this major radio host. Because I take the huge amount of money that comes in and put almost all of it back into the operation. So we reach more people. But you know what? There is no desire to even do voiceovers. Because I could fly to New York and D.C. and L.A., but it's mainly L.A. and New York. But on these big jobs, they want you to audition, and you're there with like all these other actors and people, maybe 10, 15 of them, and you go in for like 20, 30 minutes, then you go eat lunch, then they usually call you back, then it's 2 or 3, down to 2 or 3, the director's listening of the movie, the TV show, the ad, and then they say, okay, you got the job. The times I did that, I always got the job. Until they wanted me to do the voiceover for Jesse Ventura's TV show, and I was busy, I didn't want to do it, and I didn't do a very good job, and I didn't get that one. And that was union scale. I'd have made a bunch of money doing that. I don't know why I'm telling a story about this. It just shows the power of dreams and the power of having an idea, liking to make fun of cartoon characters like Marvin the Martian, and then actually getting into RTF because of that, but being politically aware, being mad at the globalists, so deciding to just on the side fight the New World Order, because that's what I really wanted to do for no pay, and then that actually became my career. But I'm just pointing out what motivates me. Not, oh my gosh, I just made all this money. It's like, oh my gosh, I've got to make a bunch of money to pay all this crew and these reporters and researchers so we can give the globalists a run for their money. So I can fly guests in to be in studio so we can have investigative journalists all over the world doing really important work. It's amazing, and I want to thank you all for your support and help. It's been incredible. And your dreams can come true as well if it's done for the right reason. So many people I know get into fighting the New World Order for 6 months a year. They even have talent, other talk show hosts, people that were secular, not in politics. Like Glenn Beck was a big liberal. And he said, oh, I can do the Alex Jones shtick. Well, it's not a shtick. It's not about controlling the movement. It's about defeating the globalist. And I'm just digressing. I don't even know why. I'm teleprompter free, so I start thinking about something and remembering something, and then it just takes me down a rabbit trail. But so many people I've seen have gotten involved in media and politics because it's like somebody wasn't successful in acting. They want to be a weatherman or a weatherwoman, or they want to be on the local news because they're a narcissist. With me, it's the opposite. I could never be on TV, radio again and love it because I don't like being a public person. I don't do this because I want to be somebody. I do this because I take it personal. They're coming for my kids. They say my kids belong to the state. They want my guns. They want to overrun me with political correctness. They've got cults running at the schools saying the family is evil. This is ridiculous. And so many people I've seen in the liberty movement, not the grassroots, but others, they get involved, and in a year, they want to be the biggest swing in you-know-what. They want to be the big shot. So they start attacking other people in the movement, the rest of it, to make themselves the kingpin and then claim that I've attacked them. And it's so sad. But those aren't people that are meant to be leaders in this fight. You that have a pure heart, you that really want to fight tyranny, you've got to start a radio show or a TV show or a magazine or a YouTube channel or make a film or write a book or whatever, write a letter to the editor. Just take that first step because you know you're in it for the right reasons. And when you get attacked by trolls and stuff, ignore the infighting. They attempt that just to divert you off into distractions and move forward. And that's how we're going to change the world. Speaking of funding the operation, we got a big special that ends in just a few days on the Deep Cleanse, Shilajit, Zeolite, you name it. No big Deep Cleanse needed. You just put it in water, drink it every day. Incredible what it's done for me and my family. And a bunch of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com. And those purchases fund this operation. Thank you for your support.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life, Secret 12.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Welcome back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. It's Thursday. This is the Alex Jones Show Overdrive. We're going to have a lot of fun today. There's a lot of crazy news. Truly, truly crazy news. And there's some good news as well. But mainly, I've got some very interesting information about what the FBI is doing to spy on high school kids and how the FBI is warning that car hacking is real and what you can do about it. But beyond that, we're going to play a David Knight video that's really important first, and we'll be right back with some more news. Here it is.
David Knight from InfoWars.com. I'm here in Colonial Williamsburg, and every time I spend or have to go to Washington, D.C., and witness this empire that has become everything that the founders of this country detested, I like to come by this place because it's a meticulous recreation of the American colonies right as the American Revolution was beginning. And it's nice to reattach to these founding principles, to the optimism, to the liberty that was there. Behind me is the House of Burgess. This is where the legislative body met for Virginia. And in this other direction over here is Shields Tavern. Shields Tavern was where we just ate lunch. And what they do is they have historical and actors, people in costume who will come by your table. They'll talk to the crowd in the room, give them some stories about what life was like at the time in character. This lady was saying that they would like to run up large bills because they didn't like to handle a lot of money. She said that they would take the dollars, they would cut them into pieces of eight. That's a whole other story I won't go into. But she told us about one particular customer, George Washington. She said he ran up a rather large bill of 21 days, staying there, food and lodging. And he left that bill for over a year and a half. And that was not uncommon. But he came by here and settled his bill in 1775 as he was on his way to the Continental Congress. Concord and Lexington had just happened. He knew there was going to be a war. He thought he might die, so he wanted to settle his accounts. She also talked about how when he went to the Continental Congress, he met with John Adams. John Adams, a man who doesn't like anyone, did not like anyone, took a great deal of liking to George Washington, thought he was a very intelligent, an honest man, said he was going to nominate him to be the commanding general of the Continental Army. And he did that the next day. And George Washington showed up in uniform. He was nominated. And showing up in uniform was not to impress people, but it was to quietly convey that he was available for the office. Very understated way to do this. As they nominated him and proceeded to vote, he left. Now I want to contrast that with Ted Cruz, a man who epitomizes ruthless ambition without principles, dishonest and desperate. We've seen Ted Cruz, just within the last couple of weeks, throw Donald Trump and his supporters under the bus, saying they were to blame because they didn't use the gentle language of political correctness, saying that they were to blame for the people who infiltrated their rallies, who aggressively confronted people, and then went out in the parking lot and stopped ambulances, attacked cars that had bumper stickers that they didn't like, damaging those cars. Today, we see something even more amazing. And I want to read you this quote from Ted Cruz. This is what he said in response to the shootings in Brussels. He said, "Well, I will say it's striking that the day after Donald Trump called for America weakening NATO, withdrawing from NATO, we see Brussels, where NATO is headquartered, the subject of a radical Islamist terror attack. So Donald Trump is wrong that America should withdraw from the world and abandon our allies. Donald Trump is wrong that America should retreat from Europe." Now, I want to ask you, what would the founders of our country say to a man like Ted Cruz, a man who puts his own personal ambition ahead of the eligibility requirements in the Constitution, who says that we need to be at a state of perpetual war, and who takes every opportunity to throw his political opponents under the bus in the most dishonest ways? That is Ted Cruz. It's not enough for him to go to AIPAC yesterday and be the most groveling of all the candidates. I thought it was disgusting that we have to have our presidential candidates parade before people who put the foreign interests of another country ahead of America. We should never put Israel's interests ahead of America. No other country should be put ahead of America. We need America first. This is America. And this is what we're having an election here. We should not put the interests of Mexico or Israel or France or Belgium, anyone, ahead of Americans' interests. But that's what they did for Israel yesterday. And of all the sycophants there, the worst one was Ted Cruz. Donald Trump is even saying we need to pull back from NATO. We need to distance ourselves from the United Nations control. Even, you know, it's not in your interest, Israel, to have the United Nations controlling your country either. He's pulling back from the globalism to some degree. I would like to see a complete repudiation of the American empire. And we were warned by our founders that it would become despotic at home, that it would become the very thing that we were fighting abroad. It was John Adams who said, "We don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy." Now we do. Now we do. And if they don't have those monsters, we create those monsters, and we keep ourselves perpetually tied together in these foreign entanglements that George Washington warned us about. For Infowars.com, at Colonial Williamsburg, I'm David Knight.
There's a few thoughts from David Knight. You know, what's interesting to me is that when something horrible happens, like what happened in Brussels with the terrorist attacks, right, a truly tragic event, the news focus changes completely, and for good reason, right? Why wouldn't we want to discuss these things? We have to. It's the biggest event out there. But what also happens is it's kind of like a magnifying glass, and there's a huge, huge map, right? And we're just looking at one thing. And again, obviously we have to talk about these things as the biggest thing out there. But what I've got in front of me is news that no one's paying attention to because of all of the mania and the craziness behind Brussels. And again, it is craziness. It is mania. There's stuff to talk about, right? It is big, huge news. We should be discussing it. But at the same time, I've got a pretty big stack here that I haven't seen anyone else talk about. And what I wanted to do is we'll cover some Brussels stuff for sure. And we're going to take some calls also, by the way. And the callers on the line, I don't want to drop you. I don't want to drop you, but I want you to be on topic with what we're talking about now. So let's do that, because I don't want to drop you. I know you've been waiting, so I don't want to be disrespectful in that way, but we have to be on topic now. And I will answer your questions. I'm also taking some questions on Twitter. I'm going to read those live on air. So if you tweet me at A.S. Gucciardi, I'm going to read some questions on air so everyone can get their questions in. But look, again, the Brussels thing is huge, but there's so much going on in these stacks that we need to talk about. One thing that people also seem to miss back earlier in March, and then we're going to get some more breaking news, is what the FBI is doing with a new plan to spy on children in the classroom. So not even just spy on adults, children whose brains are developing and they have no idea what's even going on. They're using new surveillance program to urge teachers to report students critical of government policies and Western corruption. This is from Alternet. This story is absurd. This is one of those stories, too, where you can share with somebody and send it to them when they say, everything's great. The people that run the country just love you, and you're crazy, and you're a conspiracy theorist. If you question anything about the establishment, this is a great story to send. So under new guidelines, the FBI is instructing high school students across the country to report students who do what? Criticize government policies and, quote, Western corruption. As, what are they going to report them as? Potential future terrorists, warning that anarchist extremists are in the same category as ISIS, and young people who are poor immigrants or travel to suspicious countries are more likely to commit horrific violence. So let me tell you something. People that like to align with the political leaders that are part of the very, very deeply entrenched establishment system and think they get power from doing so, and think they get power from debating on behalf of the truly corrupt, quote-unquote, Western corruption that I'm discussing. I'm now a terrorist under these guidelines. Those are the people that will read something like this, and their illusion, their facade will just be shattered like glass, like bullet to glass. And they will just say, wait a minute, what? Because it's politically correct. It's politically correct to, you know, protect the very people that they're now saying are terrorists. Very, very strange, right? So it says, again, young people who are poor immigrants and travel to suspicious countries are more likely to commit horrific violence. They are more likely, I guess, to be classified as terrorists. This is from Alternet. And this isn't something I'm making up from a blog or something that I read on Twitter. This is from a news source that uses citations, and it's on Salon, too. So it's not a so-called any type of right-wing conspiracy or whatever. It's on Salon as well. FBI is planning to spy on high school kids. So it just brings you back to the reality that maybe the people that are deeply entrenched in the establishment that are corrupt aren't on your side. Wait a minute. Maybe it's the grassroots opposition and independent thinkers and people that actually care about you and humanity in the future that are on your side. Could that be possible? Consider for one moment, right? Consider for one moment that I actually care about you. Consider for one moment that I actually care about the future of not only this country, but this planet and intellectual thought. Consider for a moment that independent media actually cares, as opposed to the establishment that you try to draw power from, some of you. Very, very sad, but very, very eye-opening. And at the same time, you know, I was sitting in my car earlier today and has one of those fobs where you can unlock it and lock it and trigger the alarm or whatever. And I was thinking, gosh, people keep acting like that their car is so safe and secure. We've got people that are hacking into NSA databases, all right? Like 14-year-olds that are like DDoSing websites and hacking into government establishment databases that use super high quality, amazing firewalls and everything like that. They're just breaking into it. Why are we thinking that people aren't soon going to develop easy systems to get into our cars? I mean, they set them up just like that. They set them up, obviously, so they can, the car manufacturers or law enforcement, whatever, can get into them. Well, guess who else can also get into them? People that are going to develop these technologies. It's already been done with a number of different brands. I saw, they said, yeah, well, you know, the way it works, And the so-called white hat hackers, which are actually amazing, awesome people that I very much respect, they figure out how to get into these things in the interest of public safety. And they're learning more and more how they're getting into these cars. So when we get back here in a moment, we're going to talk about how people can actually hack into your vehicle and some stuff that you could maybe do to prevent it and where that's all heading. Some very interesting stuff and a lot more news coming right back. Anthony Gucciardi, this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this car hacking stuff. It's very, very interesting. We're going to talk about how hackers could get into your vehicle and how the FBI and the government are saying, watch out for the hackers. And it's funny to me because the manufacturers and the law enforcement agencies, of course, worked to build in all the smart technologies that now they're warning you against and saying you could be hacked at any time. So we're going to talk about that in a minute, maybe what you can do about it. But first, what I want to do is I want to continue to take some more calls. We have some people patiently waiting, but we're going to open up those phone lines. And here's what I want to talk about. So there's an article that came out this month. For 80 years, young Americans have been getting more anxious and depressed, and no one is quite sure why. And that ties also in with an article about how depression is more than just a mental disorder. It affects the whole organism. Basically, it's killing you if you're depressed. And they say they don't know why people are so depressed and upset and their dreams have been crushed for the last 80 years. We don't know what's going on. Well, I have a theory and a few thoughts on that I think 100% answer the question. So I'm going to get to that as well and tell you my thoughts on it. But I want to know what you think. Why do you think people are so upset? Why do you think they're so depressed? Why do you feel like they're so defeated? Why do they wake up in the morning and think it's Monday, I hate my life, I can't last another week, I cannot wait till it's Friday, God, I just want to get out of this, the society's terrible. Why are people so frustrated? Could it be because they're led into a false hope and a false dream? Could it be that they are treated in a establishment meat grinder where their hopes and dreams go to die, where they're worked until they're a ripe old age of retirement and they're told that they must think and act a certain way and they're not allowed to do anything that is out of the ordinary? I think that might be it, and we'll get into that too. So give me a call. We've got a few open. We've got some people still waiting, I believe. But why are people so upset right now? Your thoughts on that. So call in. But back to this car hacking for a moment. It's been 8 months since a pair of security researchers proved beyond any doubt that car hacking is more than an action movie plot device, when they remotely killed the transmission of a 2014 Jeep Cherokee as it drove down St. Louis, as I drove down St. Louis Highway. This was written in first person in an article. Now the FBI has caught up with the news and it's warning Americans to take the risk of vehicular cyber sabotage seriously. Yeah, of course. Like I said, they hack Chinese government systems. By the way, the call-in number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 to call on those issues I just talked about. So now the FBI is giving out a public service announcement saying the Department of Transportation and National Highway Traffic and all those blah, blah, blah is saying watch out for over-the-internet attacks on cars and trucks. The announcement doesn't reveal any sign the agencies have learned about incidents of car hacking that weren't already public. Yeah, I'm sure that's never happened before. Definitely not. Quote, modern motor vehicles often include new connected vehicle technologies that aim to provide benefits such as added safety features, improved fuel economy, and greater overall convenience. The public service announcement reads, aftermarket devices are also providing consumers with new features to monitor the status of their vehicles. This increased connectivity is important to consumers and manufacturers maintain awareness of potential cybersecurity threats. Yeah, absolutely. And the problem is you can't push that kind of stuff and say how great it is for law enforcement and for the manufacturers and stuff and say, well, it's actually kind of bad. You should really watch out. Thankfully, we have white hat hackers who go in and hack it and try to give the information out. Jeep had to send everybody flash drives and do a recall of their vehicle because you could turn it off. And there's other ones that it mentions. You can turn the brakes off. It is crazy stuff. And one time I broke down on the side of the road and I pressed the little, you know, connected drive thing on my car. I never used it before. It just kind of beeps sometimes and makes me wonder if it, you know, what it's doing. And so I pressed it and I thought I would have to explain, well, you know, I'm on such and such road. They're like, no, we have your exact GPS location. We'll be sending out an officer right away. And your nearest, you know, dealership is such and such. And the ETA is an hour and 10 minutes or whatever it is. And you need anything else. And we could even take some of the diagnostics from your vehicle. Pretty crazy stuff to think, well, gee, maybe someone could take advantage of that information. Maybe someone could take advantage of the GPS locations every single place you've gone. Maybe that metadata is really valuable to certain agencies or corporations. It's almost like kind of like how Facebook sells metadata. That's really crazy. And it's obviously not just the metadata, right? So we're going to get into some more news before we come back. And I've got a very special video for you to play, Alex wants you to see. So we're going to play that when we come back as well. First, let's get into a little bit more news, and then we're going to take your calls. This is a super loaded show. Lots of stuff out there. One thing we've talked about before are super flares. And everyone seems to kind of talk about it for a little bit, and the scientists freak out and say there's a super flare that could happen, and no one cares. And I'm going to put this into perspective for you. What is a super flare? Researchers explain devastating consequences of an eruption from the sun. I'm going to tell you why I'm talking about this. Very important. So a super flare, if it one erupted from the sun, it'll have a devastating effect on Earth. And it goes on to talk about radio communication. A lot of stuff will be taken down. And they say one could be coming, right? I'm going to tell you why that's important and what we could actually do to, you know, why basically wrap our minds around the craziness. We'll be right back, and I've got a video coming up as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend.
All right, we're back with some George Strait. So we're talking about super flares,
human liberty,
the implications of the super flare. We've talked about that before, and all the scientists just, they almost like to kind of like nerd out on the possibility of super flare because it's such an insane thing, but it's a very devastating thing. But first, before we go into the super flare and what could be going down with that, I want to tell you about, first, we also have a video coming up. But before we even go to that, there's just so much stuff on the show, truly. There's so much news and so many videos and things to do. If you go to InfoWarsLife.com right now, the Ultimate Cleanse Pack, which is Oxy Powder, Liver Shield, and Deep Cleanse, is 20% off. 20% off. And it has everything you need to really start cleansing and doing a proper liver cleanse. So I've done about 7 liver cleanses. And let me tell you something, it's a dramatic difference. I don't want to get into too much detail here because it's kind of disgusting. You can imagine what happens when you're cleansing the liver, right? When you take these products, and you can take them individually, by the way. Of course, you can take the Oxy Powder, the Liver Shield, and the Deep Cleanse individually. You don't even have to do the full liver cleanse. You can just take it daily, and it will definitely make a difference. But if you want to do a liver cleanse, you will not regret it. I've talked to a bunch of people that were just like, oh, liver cleanse, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle that. Let me tell you, you'll want to handle it. And when you do it and you see what comes out of you, you'll realize it's the real deal. If you go to InfoWarsLife.com and click on the Ultimate Cleanse Pack, you can read the reviews for yourself. Not just from me. There's lots of listeners that are on there talking about their experiences, detailing it. If you click on Liver Shield, you can read those reviews. The Ultimate Cleanse Pack is new, obviously, so it might not have all those reviews, but there are thousands throughout Oxy Powder, Liver Shield, and Deep Cleanse. And plus, it's 20% off, so now's the time to stock up on all those products. To me, you're going to probably get them anyway if you're a regular user, so why not get them when they're 20% off? So today is the day. Ultimate Cleanse Pack, 20% off. But, you know, don't take it from me, right? Take it from someone that is way more attractive that recently did a liver cleanse with her friend, and that's Leanne McAdoo. So we're going to play her video and her results of the liver cleanse, and she's going to break it down for you. So let's watch that video.
Well, myself and Emmy Robin are here. We're getting ready to do the Liver Shield cleanse. Very excited. As you can see here, the night before the first day is all about prepping. Yes. So that is what we have going on here. And I felt pretty good rolling out of the grocery store looking like a health nut. Well, we're checking in for day two of the InfoWars Life Liver Shield cleanse. I gotta say, crankier today than yesterday. Emmy to the rescue. Once again, she's brought me some delicious food to try to tame the beast.
She's being a real Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but we're still hanging in there. Hope you guys are too. Be sure to check out the product, InfoWarsLife.com. It's the Liver Shield Cleanse along with the Oxy Powder. And you don't have to go all the way and take the Liver Cleanse Challenge, but I highly recommend it. And that's me, Evil Queen, on day two. You can do it.
I can do it. You can do it.
Hi, guys. Here we are checking in day three of the InfoWars Life Liver Shield Cleanse. I got to say, today I thought I was expecting it to be really intense and cranky and bad, but I feel pretty good.
Nice.
What about you?
I'm glad. I got a little dizzy today, I'm not going to lie, and then the cravings have come on, like I said, on day three. It's always towards the end of the day, of course, when I was driving over here.
Yes.
Hear a commercial for cake pops. I don't even eat cake, nor do I eat cake pops. But they sound delicious right now, so I might have to try one on Monday or Tuesday. But yeah, it's just it's weird. Day three, for some reason, no matter how many times I cleanse, and I've cleansed a lot, day three I always just get the strangest cravings. We're not using pharmaceutical drugs. We're not, you know, I've seen so many posts of people getting their gallbladders taken out, and people don't understand, like, it's not like your wisdom teeth. Like, your gallbladder is a huge horse organ along with your liver that cleanses your body, and you can't just take that out because it helps cleanse the body. So right. Why not try a cleanse and get rid of the stuff in the gallbladder?
As promised, we are checking in for day four of the InfoWars Life Liver Shield Cleanse. I gotta say, Emmy, you were right. Day four, I feel tremendous. Woke up this morning feeling really light, a lot of clarity, no hunger pains, and I actually felt like I was floating through the grocery store. Everyone was sort of looking at me like, oh, pardon me, oh, excuse me. And I wasn't in there cute or anything. Like, it just was like, I feel like I am glowing.
And you're not even that hungry, right?
No, not at all. I didn't even want to eat today because I felt so good.
Yeah.
So obviously this cleanse for me has really showed me that it is all about retraining our brain. Like I said, how can you resist tyranny if you can't resist the taco stand?
Now, if you want to see our before and after photos, I think they said they've got them ready.
No!
Like I said, mine are before and almost after because I'm not done with my flush. But you can see those if you go to Infowars.com/show. Whoa, Emmy, flat.
Yeah, I promise you, I was not sticking out in that first picture. I just literally was relaxed. And even in the second picture, I was relaxed. But, like, looking
at really,
it's crazy. I can see in my back.
In your side.
No, I know. I can see the muscles in my stomach. It's
nuts. And my legs, I feel like my legs look skinnier. I don't know. I started off at like a, I mean, for my height, I'm almost 5'9". So I started off at relatively healthy weight because I had done the liver cleanse in July. And then I went straight into working in, on a production for 3 months where I was working 18-hour days on my feet doing like 8 miles a day. So, I mean, I wasn't super out of shape. But when I started that first liver cleanse, I was pretty out of shape. So that before
yeah,
and after.
You said you're actually at the lowest weight of your... Well,
pretty much.
In a decade, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm almost back to where when I was a fitness model, which would
do they have? Do they have my before and almost afters? Or are we going to hold those off? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Holy moly, look at you.
Yeah, I can see it in your arms where, sure, and your legs.
Well, where I really see it and where I really wanted it was in my sides. I guess you would call that the spare tire. And you can actually see where there's that little roll. Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. There's that little roll kind of on the, like, the back fat. And you can see it's gone
look
away.
Your chin. Look below your chin, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You see?
Wow.
You lose a little bit in your face, too. That's where I saw it big time the first time around.
There you go, everyone. Before and afters. And like I said, mine is not even an after yet. I should probably take more pictures later when all the sodium has left my body. I wanted to let everybody know this cleanse is on sale right now. The Liver Shield is on sale. The pack itself is on sale with the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with the Oxy Powder and the Liver Shield. The Oxy Powder itself is on sale. So go ahead to the InfoWars store and pick them up today. I'm telling you, this is powerful. I felt amazing this entire week. It was not as hard as I thought that it was going to be.
All right, there's Leanne's video. I'll tell you what, it's not as hard as you think it's going to be. Check out InfoWarsLife.com and get the ultimate cleanse pack with Liver Shield, Oxy Powder, and Deep Cleanse, or get them individually. It's your choice. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com. Anyway, so back to some news, and we're going to take your calls here in a second and answer some questions coming in on Twitter, so keep those questions coming. On the Super Flare, what is a super flare? Researchers explain devastating consequences of an eruption from the sun. Basically, if there was a super flare from the sun, it would break down radio communication, power supplies would be destroyed, and threaten the stability of our atmosphere. Now, why am I talking about this? Am I talking about this to scare you that something you cannot control could happen and ruin your life and potentially kill you, most likely kill you? No. I'm talking about this to put everything into perspective. Because it teaches us a valuable, valuable point. When we watch the media, when we go home and watch the nightly news, if that's what you watch on television, it's a juxtaposition from this. Because there's a solar flare that could happen at any time. It could wipe out a large percentage of the population. But they're not constantly talking about that. When you go in your car and you drive down the street, you could get in an accident. You could die. They could hack your vehicles. You're more likely to die from the crap you're eating in the food supply than the local murderer. But once again, we must remember our focus is taken away and put towards whatever it is. If it bleeds, it leads, right? Whatever it is, we're focused on it. Even very, very tragic events where maybe 5 or 10 people die, that's all we focus on for like a week or 2 weeks instead of the more realistic threats. So that's just a reminder that the narrative of the mainstream media does not necessarily correlate to any form of reality. We're not freaking out about solar flares all day, are we? That would be a horrible show. If I sat here for 3 hours and talked about solar flares, that would be terrible. No, no, no. But just remember the rabbit hole that you're sometimes sent down when you go into the mania. They don't tell you about the things that are actually a threat. Sometimes they tell you about a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Anyway, so we're about to take these calls. And the question was pertaining to this article, which is very, very important, because we could talk about news all day, but for 80 years, young Americans have been getting more anxious and depressed, and no one is quite sure why. So for 80 years, not just today's generation of young Americans. And then the story about how depression is more than a mental disorder, it affects the whole organism, it basically breaks you down. It breaks you down, it makes you sick, it makes you want to die, okay? And for 80 years, this has been going on. I asked you guys to call in, tweet me, whatever, and tell me why you think people have been more depressed and more beaten down than ever before. Tell me why. I'll tell you my reason, and then I'll take some calls here. A short example. When you're a young kid, you have so many dreams and so many passions and ideas. You might want to do something crazy like be an astronaut. You might even want to be something impossible like Superman or something. But what happens is, all these beautiful ideas and the idea even of grassroots, you know, liberty and resistance and all those things that we were brought up to think that we could do, what happens is you go into the establishment meat grinder. And in that meat grinder, you're told you can't do any of that. No, you got to go. You got to go to school. You got to go to college. You got to get a job. You got to get a, you know, you got to do all those things. You got to go in debt. You got to get that house. You got to get that car payment. Because if you don't have that, you're not cool. And you better be wearing the nicest brands to support those corporations. You better be wearing the nicest everything, nicest shoes. And you better be presentable. And you better act nice. And you better not offend anyone. Because if you offend somebody, that's really, really bad. So you better fit in this little box where you're easy to control and you're funding the corporations and you're not thinking too big. Because that could be devastating. That could ripple the establishment, fragile, fake glass around you. The trap, the mental trap that you are a worthless little creature, and you better fit in that box. But what happens is, when you go in that box, because you're told that you're going to get social proof if you act cool, and if you're politically correct, and you go to the right colleges, and you wear those rings, and you go out and you get in debt, you get a house, you get a nice house for your family, you get that car you've been told is so good, you get those clothes. And by the way, I have a nice car, I have nice clothes, I like nice things, but I don't buy into this lie that it's everything, and that you're worthless without it. And again, this is not attacking capitalism. This is the establishment system turning your brain into the meat grinder, okay? Putting it in the meat grinder, making you think you're worthless unless you follow their system. But what happens at the end of the brown brick road, not the yellow brick road, the brown brick road, is you sit there and you're depressed because you grow up thinking all these amazing things are possible, and then the system tells you it's not. It tells you it's not possible. You have to go in their little system. You go down the whole road. You do it all. You said, I tried so hard. I thought I was going to be happy now. But you're not happy because you were told and fed a lie, a bunch of horse BS. Horse BS. I made that up. Not just BS, horse BS. That's two animals. So you're lied to your entire life. You get to the end of it and you said, I tried so hard. What's going on? Oh, you were fed a lie. You bought into the system. You bought into the establishment. Guess what? Free thinking is the way to be happy. Actually caring about something, standing up for something, being independent, thinking for yourself, that's the route to happiness. Not buying into the system's lie to you that you're going to be worthless unless you align with it and go down the brown brick road, the black brick road to really just total mediocrity in debt and enslavement where you have 50 credit cards to keep up with it. And I know people like this. I'm not trashing you if you're like this. I have empathy for you, and I want to bring you on to the other side. Okay, because it isn't just the grass is greener on this side. There's actually grass on this side. Over there is decaying, rotting dirt and death. Come over to this side of free thought and ideology. Please, please do it. You don't have to buy into the system and be depressed. Young people, so-called young people, it's been for 80 years, so it's people that are actually dead now, have been depressed because of this, in my view. We're going to take some calls and see if they agree or if they disagree. That's great. I want to hear everyone's opinion. Let's talk to Tony in Minnesota. He wants to talk about his views on this. What's up, Tony? What do you think?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First, my background is I was governor appointed to the Minnesota Board, Behavioral Health and Therapy Board, Hennepin County Children's Mental Health Council, executive member there. And so I've been doing this for over 16 years. One point I wanted to make is that my son, I asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, well, all the things I wanted to be, I can't be. And those were superheroes. So I told him, well, what are some transferable things that you can apply to the real world? And so we're working on that.
No, but here's the thing, Tony, I think he could be a superhero. Okay. He doesn't have to be Superman with bulletproof rib cage and laser vision and stuff. But what is a superhero? It's above a hero. What is a hero? Someone that helps someone, someone that saves people. To me, there's a million superheroes in the world, and I'm not being cheesy. This isn't some cheesy stuff, okay? This is the real deal. There's a million superheroes in the world. There's people that actually do good. There's heroes everywhere. You know what I mean? I love the idea. I used to want to be Superman. That's what I wanted to be. The idea of Superman hell going out and helping people and actually doing something, that is totally transferable. I get where you're going with this, but it's totally transferable.
Okay. The other point I wanted to make was a lot of it is about coping mechanisms. But now with my daughter, the schools have got this gender confusion going on where they're programming the kids, and so now the guidance counselor put her on a gender reassignment list without her knowledge or consent, and you know that
she put your kid on a gender reassignment list without your knowledge or consent.
Yes, and the problem is that we already had her in therapy because we were explaining to her that, you know, once you do this, you'll no longer have orgasms and your lymph system will no longer be working properly, and that's where cancer lives. So we're dealing with that.
How old is your child? Where is this happening?
This is in Minnesota, and I don't want to mention anything.
No, I don't want the names or anything. I just meant, okay, it's in Minnesota. And how old is your child? I don't want any personal details, please. But
she's 17, and she has a boyfriend. She's not even gay. And so this is, they've got her talked, you know, it's this whole group of folks there that, you know, it's kind of a definitely a onslaught of what I call genital mutilation and possibly, what do you call that, sterilization tactics, like creating modern-day eunuchs in this fashion just for the industrial complex's recidivism, because the studies show that more kids after the reassignment are suicidal, and 60% of them want to have it reversed, but to find out that they can't, they commit suicide after that.
Well, I have no idea what's going on with your situation, but that it's very sad. A lot of people that ultimately want to kill themselves for whatever reason, but that sounds, yeah, a lot of crazy stuff going on. Well, thank you so much for your call, Tony, and let's go ahead and go to a few more here, get to as many as we can. Let's talk to Shane in Carolina, North Carolina. He wants to comment on it. Why do you think people are so upset and depressed?
Well, there's various reasons, but in that article you see that they claim that nobody knows why, which I think is the most absolutely ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because it's pretty obvious why, and there are lots of reasons, including everything that you said in your opening dialogue on the topic. I completely concur with everything that you said. Quick comment on that last caller. Wow, if someone was doing that to my kid, I think it's time to pull them out of school, even if they're a senior. That is, I didn't even know that kind of thing was going on. I know things have gotten pretty far, but that's outrageous.
Definitely. Hey, we're about to jump to break. That does sound totally outrageous. Definitely have to look into that one. But we'll be right back with another segment. We'll take some more calls and cover some more news. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't.
All right, it's the last segment of the show. It's been a good show. It's been definitely a lot of interesting stuff talked about today. We're going to take as many more calls as we possibly can, and if callers are listening, I want to go through you guys, and we have to keep it under a minute, even 30 seconds if you could just state your point. That would be awesome so we could get some more in. I'm going to blitz through some news here, and also want to remember you to go to InfoWarsLife.com and get the Ultimate Cleanse Pack. It's 20% off, Oxy Powder, Liver Shield, Deep Cleanse, Start Cleansing, stop putting it off. Do it. It'll actually make a difference in your life. All right. So people with rage disorder twice as likely to have toxoplasmosis. So you've heard about crazy cat ladies, right? Crazy cat people. People with tons of cats, there's always been this kind of, I guess you could call it some type of a superstition or whatever, that they're crazier than normal people. Well, toxoplasmosis is basically a parasite that has been linked with cat feces, and I've been reading and talking about this for years, but now I think most people are finally starting to understand it's real. I remember being with Alex, actually, hanging out, talking to some people about toxoplasmosis, saying, you realize that cats that go outside can get toxoplasmosis, which is a parasite, and they go to the bathroom, and you clean their litter, and your face is right there cleaning it. You're inhaling that stuff, and it goes in your brain tissue, and they're like, nuh-uh, you just don't like cats. I have cats. I like cats. No, they have a brain parasite in their feces that can go into your brain and live in your tissue, and it's been linked to schizophrenia. Let's see what it is. Exactly. It's been linked to schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, suicidal behavior, and now people with rage disorder are twice as likely to have it. So very interesting stuff. Something to consider. A little bit of ridiculous news. I always have a little stack of ridiculous news. TMZ sued for naming wrong rapper who cut off his penis. And that reminded me of jurors in Hulk Hogan versus Gawker trial say they made absolutely correct decision awarding Hogan $140 million for posting his sex tape and just commenting on him and stuff. And it's interesting to note that, in fact, we should probably pull up a picture. If you just look up Hulk Hogan court durag, he went into court. Okay, he went into, I guess it was a federal court, and wore a do-rag and still won $140 million. That's when you know you have a strong case. So, anyway, Saudi prince sued by owner of notorious Hollywood Hills party mansion who claims to trash $100,000 a month rental pad with wild cocaine and stripper-fueled party. Sounds very Christian. Texas women furious after home mistakenly demolished. That's helpful. New study claims people with higher IQs don't require large social circles. All right, now we're going to try and blitz through these calls. Last thoughts and comments. We're going to go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Why do you think people are so upset with the state of the world?
Yeah, I was going to be a caller on your program, but this is absolutely the worst hour. The most disjointed, pointless, hyperactive, brain damaged hour that I've ever heard on Alex Jones. And that's saying a lot because I've been listening since 2000.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment that it's a very hyperactive hour. Yes, we've talked about a number of discussions, perhaps a little intellectual discussion as well, talking about more than one or two pieces of news. I know it's a little crazy. It's a little high speed, right? It's a little bit too much sometimes for some people. Even talking about something that goes beyond maybe NFL or the Super Bowl or Kim Kardashian or even just what the other news people are talking about. Just we have to just continually hit on one point for the whole show. You're right. I apologize that it's a little bit too fast for you. Anyway, thanks for watching, everyone. Sorry we couldn't get to the rest of the calls. And there is also more news. But Alex will be back from tomorrow, 11 to 2 p.m. Central, and then 2 to 3 for the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much for watching the fast-paced fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.